Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Jason, calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Am I speaking to Dominique Escamilla?
This is she.
Okay. Ma'am, I know it's still a long way off. But what are the chances that you will vote? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you will definitely vote? You will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I would say I would definitely vote.
Okay. Ma'am, to make sure we cover all ages equally, what is your age?
22.
Okay, just to make sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Okay, and please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November 24th, 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote and vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
A 4.
Okay. Ma'am, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. Ma'am, thank you for that. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Would you say, you could choose up to 2 choices. Would you say criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, crime and violence, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, improving K through 12 public school education, health care costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or inflation and the economy?
Can I say all of them?
You can choose up to 2.
I'll do immigration and inflation.
Immigration and inflation?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Ma'am, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I'll say I approve. No, okay. I don't.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse? Yeah.
Okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they are staying about the same.
Okay. Ma'am, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Often.
Okay. How concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, ma'am. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you please say so. The first one is Ron DeSantis.
What was that? Sorry.
Ron DeSantis.
The 0.
Okay. How about the Democratic Party?
Like a 50?
Okay. The NAACP?
What is that?
I have no more information here, ma'am. Sorry.
I'll say 0.
All right. How about Taylor Swift?
A 0.
Ma'am, Kamala Harris from 0 to 100? Sorry.
0 to 100, like a 50?
Okay. Joe Biden?
Like a 50?
Okay. How about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Like a... Like a cool
70. Okay. And Donald Trump.
Solid 0.
Okay. Next question, ma'am. Ma'am, I just wanted to thank you for taking your time off your day to help me finish the survey. We're at 70%. We're almost done here. I'm going to try to read these statements as quick as possible. I appreciate your time. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were being held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
I think I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of the nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Okay, ma'am. Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Racism against... Sorry. Racism against... Yeah. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. You strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. American democracy is under major threat now. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. America is the path to another civil war. Oh, America is on the path to another civil war. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, now I'm going to read you two statements some people might have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, quotes, some people say America's strength is rotted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our governments should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. And statement B, quotes, other people say America's strength, it's its diversity. Okay, other people say strength is its diversity, and we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to ideal that we the people can accomplish. Other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing casting our groups of American based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
Oh, shit, that's hard. Can I be somewhere in the middle?
Would you say it's much more A? Somewhat more A, much more B, or somewhat more B?
I would say somewhat more B.
Or the other choice would be both, neither.
Both.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree it is being undermined or under threat, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You could use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, a strong military, from 0 to 10.
A strong what?
A strong military.
Oh, I would say undermined, a solid 10, yeah.
Okay, affordable health care.
Let's say I don't know.
Why? You don't know?
No. Okay, fine.
All right. How about free and fair elections?
10.
Okay. Traditional family values?
I'd say 5.
Okay. A fair and equitable court system.
A 3? Yeah.
All right. Secure borders from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Religious freedom?
10.
Okay. And quality K-12 education?
Wait, what is 0?
0 means do not agree it is being threatened or undermined at all.
Oh, a 0?
Okay. Ma'am, we're at 93%. We're almost done here.
Okay.
Thank you again. And now
okay.
And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You could use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement quotes, "Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minor students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind." From 0 to 10?
Like 10 strongly agree?
Yeah, 10 strongly agree, 5 somewhat agree, and 0 do not agree at all. Okay, and the next statement says, "America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents." From 0 to 10, ma'am?
I'll do from an 8.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please. Okay. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
7.
Okay. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change of motivation? In motivation. In your own words.
I would say the rights of everybody, or everybody's rights, or, you know, like fear of losing their rights, and the children, you know, not being able to, you know, what they learn in school, you know, like it's not all about racism, you know.
Okay.
What do they learn? Do they get the education that they need, and it doesn't based off, you know.
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, switching gears a bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thank you, ma'am. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would you say first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduates, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
College, a degree.
Okay. Was it some college or vocational certificate or bachelor's, college graduate?
an associate.
Okay. Ma'am, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
A child of three.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Ma'am, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Mm-hmm. Every week?
Once a week.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and time. Que tengas un excelente día. Thank you.
Have a good day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.